will receive revelation found in the written word. Our eyes behold Jesus, even as he sees us in himself. He's glorified, we are edified in Jesus' name. Amen. So Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I told you that's the word heavens and the earth, in the beginning. Amen. So we say that's the word Reshit Elohim Bara Shamayim, Bara Shamayim and Eret. In the beginning, God created heavens in the earth. It's not heaven and earth as a separate being, but rather heavens in the earth. Now, it shows you the importance of the supernatural and the natural. Now, the heavens there is the supernatural. Hallelujah. I told us during convention, that is the immaterial world, right? The invisible world. So God created both together. Amen. And this doesn't rule out the fact that God created everything you can see. No, it doesn't rule that out. Amen. Even nature itself shows you that God created everything. Hallelujah. Amen. But Moses is using something that is known, like I've always said to you, to the Israelites, something that is known to their world, to teach the oracles of God. Hallelujah. So he said, in the beginning, what God created is the heavens in the earth. So he now shows you verse 2, the earth without the heavens. He now said, the earth was without form and void and darkness. Did you see that? Was upon the surface of the deep. Put that side by side. And then he now said, the Spirit of God move over the surface of the water. And God said, let there be light. Put that side by side with John 8. This is not literally how I would have started, but because of time, I'll just take us through this. I know if I had taken you through my notes, we'll just be looking at some preliminary things. Look at John chapter 8, verse 12. Put your hands there and go to John 8, 12. Watch this. It says, Jesus spoke again and said to them, I am. Now, I said if you read John in my Bible, I'll put Genesis 1, 3 here. It says, Jesus said to them, I am the light of the world. Watch it. Now, in Genesis 1:3, it says, and God said, let there be light. I told you that word, let there be light, is not God begging light to come or let there be light. No, abstract, no. Amen. Now there is the earth. He has shown you heaven and earth, right, together in the same place. I've always said this to you. He now shows you the earth without the heaven. See that? The earth without the heaven, it causes darkness, empty, void. Amen. The earth without the heaven, he calls it darkness. Tohua bohu in the Hebrew. Tohua bohu, confusion. That's why you have the word confusion. We're going to look at all this in details on Sunday. Tohua bohu, confusion. So there was confusion around. Then he now said, let there be light. That's the word higher all. Higher all there means, is the same word you find in Exodus chapter 3, where God said to Moses, I am that I am. That's the word Haya. Now he used that word I am in Genesis 1:3. He said, I am light in the darkness. So God was in the darkness and God said, I am light. Did you see that? Now Jesus speaks that word and he says in Genesis, in John 8 verse 2, he said, Jesus spoke again and saying to them, he said, I am the light of the world. Did you see that? That same exact verbiage. He said, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. He now says, he that follows me will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He that follows me. You know, our concentration in this teaching will be on the inward witness. Hallelujah. On the inward witness. I know I started it off sometimes this year, but I told all that I'm going to get back to it, right? Did you remember that? I said, I'm getting back to it. And this is it now. Amen. He says, he that follows me, he that follows me, how do we follow him? He that believes, right? Will not walk in darkness, right? Shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Hallelujah. That was what the earth needed in Genesis. He said, shall have the light of life. So that means this is Genesis being fulfilled. And Jesus said, he is the light of the world. Now he brings him toward the light. The same word there, all, in the Hebrew, in the Greek, is the word foes. Now, awe and foes is a light for direction. So he said, I am the direction of the world. Do you see that? He that follows me, I'm the light of the world. Direction. Glory to God. He He that follows me will not walk in darkness. He that follows me will not walk in darkness. Will not walk in darkness. The darkness there is confusion. We'll see that all this on Sunday. It's confusion. Will not walk in darkness. Will not walk in confusion. Will not walk in confusion. Hallelujah. Will not walk in confusion. Will not walk in confusion. That is Genesis 1:2. The earth without the heaven. This is that. Is tohu abohu, confusion. He that follows me will not walk in confusion. Because I am the light of the world. He that follows me will not walk in confusion. Will not walk in tohu abohu. Did you see the meaning of Genesis 1:2? But shall have, hallelujah, the light of life. Amen. You can put it, the light that is found in life. Glory to God. The light of life. The light that gives life. Glory to God. Shall have the light that gives life. Shall have it. So that means when a man gets born again, what he has is light. What a man has. Remember Jesus said in John 3:16, before he gets here, he says, let's see how Jesus has spoken about light. From John 3. About this light. Let's see how Jesus' teaching progress. I like to use it that way. Or how John will put that progression in Jesus' teaching ministry. How he puts it. In John 3, he says in verse 3, he says, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born again? Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:3, except a man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus now answered and said, how can a man be born again? Will I have to go into his mother's womb and be born again and be born the second time? That sounds crazy, but he knew what he was talking about. Because the way Jesus used the word, except a man be born again, it means to be born afresh. So as a scholar, was like, this is the first time he hears something like that, except a man be born again. A scholar, to be born afresh, to be born anew. The way you give birth afresh. See, he cannot say this. Does it mean a man will have to go back to his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus said no. Now, verses 5 is not, I've said it, is not different from verses 3. Jesus is re-explaining what to be born again is. Verses 5, he now said, no, except a man. Verily I say to you, except a man be born of water. Did you see that? Amen. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. I'll explain that. He says, except a man is born of water, kai pneuma. Now use the word kai there. Kai is not used for a conjunction. No. It's not used for a conjunction there. It says except it and, or the word and is not a conjunction. In the Greek, the use of the word and is usually used either as a conjunction or to further explain. Right? So he used the word kai there and there as an explanation to the water. Now, what Jesus is saying is, now remember, in the Jewish tradition, water, I've explained this to us, but you see a very much detailed explanation in GPLR again. Water is used for a new beginning. I told you that, right? Water is used for newness, to show cleanness, right? So he said, except a man is born of water. Now, he has said, except a man is born again, born anew. Did you see that? There is the word water to describe that newness. Amen. Now, before you think it's water baptism, now say no. Except a man is born of water, that is. So that newness is actually the newness that is by the Spirit. So he calls that water there the Spirit. Amen. So except the man is born of water, that is the Spirit. Now remember, I told you, Jesus, I'm trying as much as I can not to get into my GPLR notes at all. I've been on my GPLR notes for weeks. So most times you will get tempted to want to talk about it. But I told myself when I was even writing it 2 days ago, I said, I'm not going to say this thing in church. Even if I've thought of it in church, I'm not going to say it in church. Because we're looking at something very important. Ecclesiology. Right? Ecclesiology. The role of the church in today in modern Christianity. The role of the church in modern Christianity. And I'm going to look at a whole lot of church history. So 10 hours might not be enough. I'm talking to Pastor Dixon already. I must pray well.
So you guys will just, so that means I will take from the sleep. I'll borrow from the sleep. Because you come and sleep on Sunday. So I'll borrow from your sleep. So we might still have GPL out till Sunday early morning. We might still be having teaching meetings till early morning. Yeah. I was looking at my notes and I got to, I'm already on page 15 and I'm still on introduction. I'm still saying how. We have not even started. We have not even started. So I'm like, okay, we'll get there. By God's grace, amen. Peace. Hope you post this so. Glory to God. So somebody should also put me in timer. Amen. So he said this year. Oh, where was I, please? Someone should help me. I'm not sure. Yeah, now I said, water now is spirit. So he said, except a man is born of water, that is the spirit. Did you see that? So it's not two. Let's do water baptism. Let's get born again. No. Except a man is born of water, that is the spirit. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. I know I've thought that in years back. You have to want to see the kingdom of God to get born again. He's not want to enter. You only see, like when you get to GRA, you can only see GRA. Just see the fine buildings, but you can't enter. So you just see heaven, but you cannot enter. You want to enter, now have to receive the Holy Ghost. Call them in off your head. That's rubbish. Jesus didn't teach that. Amen. Glory to God. I said the man was born of water, that is of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He now said that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel, Lord, that I said to you, you must be born again. Did you see that? He used that word born again. Now, what he has used in verses 3, explain it in verse 5, and he brings it again in verses 7. Amen. And so the wind blew where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it cometh or where it goeth. So it's every man that is born of the Spirit. So that means to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. Did you see that? Say, I'm born of the Spirit. I'm born of the Spirit. So to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. To be born of the Spirit. So to be born again, remember, Jesus will teach that. Remember, we said when a man gets born again, he's born of the Spirit. And it means he has the Spirit of God in him, right? He's born of the Spirit. Put your hands there. We're coming there. We're coming back to this because I know what I was showing you. In Galatians chapter 3, Galatians 3, let's see something in Galatians 3. He's writing to a church. Put your hands in John. Look, we're getting there. Just want to show you verses 3. He says, are you so foolish? Galatians 3:3. I won't be God. He's actually admonishing the church. He's correcting the church. He says, oh foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? That you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus has been evidently set forth, crucified amongst you. Say, this only would I learn of you. You see there the spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Are you so foolish? Haven't begun in the spirit. So to be born again is to begin in the spirit. Did you see that? Born of the spirit. Born of the spirit. Begin in the spirit. Amen. So to be born again is to start in the spirit. Hallelujah. It's to start what? In the spirit. Haven't begun in the spirit. Hallelujah. Back to John. So a man who is born again is born of the spirit. Right? Who is the man? He's what? Come on. He's what? Born of the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 9. So Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? He said, how can this thing be? A man is born of the Spirit, right? Right? How can this thing be? And Jesus answered and said, art thou a master of Israel and knoweth not these things? Now when he said, a master of Israel and knoweth not these things, he's trying to question his understanding of scriptures. How you say you are a scholar and you don't know these things? I mean, Jesus is reading from the same scripture the guy is reading from. And you say you don't know this. It's not saying in verse 11. Very well, I say to you, we speak what we do know and testify that we have seen, that which we've seen, and ye receive not our witness. We have told you earthly things, and ye believe not. How shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things?
and no man had ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up by ascending. That whosoever believe on him, watch this, whosoever believe. Now he's explaining what it means to be born again. That whosoever believe on him should not perish. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Should not perish, but should have eternal life. I thought what we receive is the Spirit. Yes? Right? Now he's changing the verbiage. It's to have eternal life. Did you see that? Hallelujah. It's to have eternal life. It says in verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. And I say, for God sent not his Son to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved. Now he has changed the world, be born again to be saved. Did you see that? And has interchanged the word Spirit with eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hope you're following me. So in chapter 4, he met that woman by the well. And in verses, he asked her for water. And she said, how can I give you water? You are a Jew. Then look at what he said in verse 13. He says, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Whosoever shall drink of the water that I shall give him. Now remember, he calls the water in chapter 3 what? The Spirit. Right? Watch what he's doing now. So whosoever shall drink of the water that I shall give him. You see that? So Jesus used of water, was not using water literally, was using water according to the scriptures. Amen. So you ask yourself, how did Moses use the word water? Moses will use the word water for the Spirit. I've taught you guys this again. I've taught you guys this thing before. Moses will use water for the Spirit. We use water for the Spirit. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Moses will use water. Moses' water is the Spirit. So Jesus is within Moses. We'll see all this also in GPLR. It's part of somehow in my notes. Where is there? Jesus is reading Moses. And I told you, those of you who are not in women's class, that I'm giving you guys a teaser class, right? For some things we'll be looking deeper in women's class. Women's students, we're meeting tomorrow, so you guys shouldn't forget. Tomorrow night. So there are some things. I want you guys to be done with our materials. Those sets of you that are not done, complete our materials. I present and then I have to teach you guys from where we stopped on our notes. Amen. Hope you're following me. So let's see. And I said, it says, now he has used water for the Spirit in chapter 3. Now look at what he said. He says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him. Now can we interchange it to what he has used water for, the Spirit? Right? So whosoever drinketh of the Spirit that I shall give him, right? Is that it? That's what he has done before. He says, shall never test. But the water, can we say the Spirit that I shall give him, shall be in him a well of water springing up into what? Eternal life. Did you see that? So can we say the water is the Spirit and is life. Right? Right? The water is Spirit and it's life. Please have it down. You remember where we came from with Genesis? We're going to go back to Genesis. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go back to Genesis. We're going to see how God leading. God leads us. I'm just trying to get a title. I think I'll talk about inward witness. I want to look at God leading. Not God leading. How God leads us. Amen. Just around leading. Glory to God. Everlasting life. Hope you can see that. Okay. Chapter 5. Just follow me. Just going through a few things for you to see. Chapter 5. Okay. Let's jump to chapter 7. Let's do chapter 5 for now. Oh, my notes. Chapter 7. I would like to do 7 before 6. But let's go to 6 first. 6. Amen. Amen. Are you chapter 6? Are you there? Okay. This is 40. I'm just looking at some scriptures for you. 46. It is, not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Very well, I say to you, he that believeth on me has what? Has what? Is he everlasting life? Hallelujah. So, can we take that back? We said he that believes in him in chapter 3, have the Spirit, is born of the Spirit, has the Spirit, right? Right? It says to be, that means to be born of water, the Spirit, you have the Spirit, right? That means you're born of the Spirit. Then in chapter 4, what we read, we saw that the same water is used for eternal life, everlasting life. Now he brings it up again here. He said, he that believes on me, right, have what? Everlasting life. What are you following? Have what? Everlasting life. He says, I am the bread of life. Watch it. I am the bread of life. Glory to God. It means the bread that gives life. You see that? I am the bread of life. So he brings in two things. He brings in Moses in Genesis and Moses in Exodus. Life, the tree of life. Did you see that? Amen. Bread, Moses gave them manna. Did you see that? Amen. So that means the manna was a miracle to point towards God's bread in the garden. God's tree of life in the garden. Hope you're following that. Hope you're following that. It's a buster. It was not bread of life that was in the garden. Well, it's different. It's the same. It's the same destination. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. It's the same destination. But let's see what he said. Is it probably I said to you, he that believe, okay, I'm in verse 50. See, this is the bread which came down from heaven, and a man, that a man may eat thereof and not die. A man may eat thereof and not die. I'm not die without, if you have been reading John from chapter 3, that and not die is what? Perish. Right? Right? Follow it. Eat thereof will be what? Believe. He that believes on me. Did you see that? So you have to read scriptures together. See, this is the bread which came down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If a man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, right? Which I give for the life of the world. Glory to God. Amen. Look at verse 53. And Jesus said unto them, very, very, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life. He said, you eat of this bread. Now, we see eat to be believed, right? Is that the same thing with Moses? Yes. Adam and Eve were to eat of the tree of life. Eat. They were supposed to eat of it. So, it was to believe. But what did they do? They ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Of good, of evil that looks like good. Did you see that? So, that's what they ate. That's what they believed on. Did you see that? So it was not a literal eating, but believing. So the issue in the garden is not an issue of eating, but an issue of a belief system. Hope you're following that. It's a belief system. God always put that in front of every man. To eat or not to eat. That option. We saw it in our three scriptures. That option of believe or not to believe. Every man has always said, my grandfather did not hear of the gospel. Were you there? He said, the only salvation group for you. Every man. I hear the people say, the gospel has not gotten to some part of the world. Who told you? No, who told you? No, according to this pastor, the gospel has gone everywhere. Amen. Amen. It's not what I want to talk about today, but I can prove that. That the gospel is everywhere, has gone everywhere. You see? But when the gospel gets everywhere, then shall the end come. You see all those stickers that they use to people on WhatsApp? This is how I'm looking at you. Amen. It has. You know what this is? It has. Praise God. Every man has got that witness. Because we're not looking at that today. Before Dixon will ask, what about my grandfather, my great grandfather? He's so concerned about his grandfather because he didn't see him. What about my grandfather? Amen. Glory to God. But that's just the truth. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Now, verses 54. Whosoever eat my flesh and drink my blood. Now, we're talking about what is the blood of Jesus, right? The blood of Jesus is not what you sprinkle in your prayer. The blood of Jesus is the Spirit. Get that message. The cross, the throne, the cross. Okay, the blood, the cross, and the throne. I taught that some years back, 2019. Get it. Listen to it. Amen. Amen. So we said the blood of Jesus is His Spirit. Hallelujah. So it would be stupid for a man to say, I plead the blood, the blood. What are you pleading? Amen. It's actually, the blood is the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not what you use to wash your car. No, it's the Spirit of God. So it has eternal life, right? And I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Did you see that? My blood is drinking this. So that this is the re-drink. Remember, I didn't start from chapter 2, where you said they had no wine. And it was referring to the resurrection, right? Amen. Amen. Now, verse 56, he that eats my flesh and drink my blood dwell in me, and I in him. No. Let's talk about the blood. Now, if this is his flesh, literally. If Jesus had given you his physical flesh, ayo. Will you eat it? Sister and I are sitting together. I don't know who to look at now. Will you eat Jesus' flesh? We give you flesh. Why? Is it not your Lord and personal Savior? This is my flesh. You bite. You will not open your teeth to bite. Are you Dracula? Are you a zombie? Amen. Oh, this is my blood. I just tore myself and then my blood came out. Oh, yeah, drink blood. Will you drink? Oh, no. It's figuratively. Hey. He says, now, he says, listen, he says, he that eats my flesh and drink my blood, dwell in me and I in him. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now he says, dwell in me and I in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even shall live by me. This is the bread who came down from heaven. Not as your Father did eat manna, and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever, life. You see that? So eat, believe, right? Will live, will not perish. You see that? Amen. Eternal life. Hallelujah. Eternal life. Glory to God, shall live forever. Now he brings in Moses. To make you see, Moses gave them the miracle of bread, but the focus, right, was not on the miracle of bread. The miracle of bread was to point to God's perfect bread in Christ. God's perfect bread in their believing in him. Hallelujah. We also see that Moses wasn't just pointing it to Jesus. No, Moses wasn't even writing it for them to see about Jesus, to talk about Jesus. Moses was writing specifically to them in their world, and they will see that in eating God's bread, in believing in God, what they will have is anion zoe, eternal life. It's within the context of their world also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, I think I still have more time to say this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 63. Okay. Oh. Now. Okay. This is 62. What if, okay, verse 63, say, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, to the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Hallelujah. So before you begin to think of Dracula, then you say, no, the words that I speak to you, in context, what I'm teaching you, they are what? Spirit and their life. Hallelujah. Amen. So he unifies. So what I'm telling you is about the spirit. Hallelujah. Which is life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Chapter 7, verse 36. It says, verses 37. It says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. That the spirit out of his belly shall flow. Now see, he said this, he spoke of the spirit. So what does he call the living water? The spirit. This is that? He spoke of the spirit. Now he said out of his belly, not out of your belly that believe. Out of his belly, Jesus. Hallelujah. Said he, this is talking about the spirit. I know some people are saying, ah, man of God. Look at your stomach, man of God. You just see someone like Pastor Dixon. I don't know where he's getting fat. You just say, ah, man of God. I see the glory of God out of your belly. No, we're talking about out of the belly of Christ shall flow rivers of living water. And he was referring to the spirit. So what does he call the waters there? The spirit. Did you see that? The spirit that is life. So we now get to chapter 8. Listen. And you now see verse 12. He now says, I am the light of the world. He that follows me will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, he has now brought in that life again that he has been talking about as the spirit, right? And now says, we have the light of life. Amen. Brings also what we have is life. Hallelujah. Amen. What we have is light in that life or in the spirit. What we have in the spirit when we get born again is light. Is what? Is what? Light. So what I have, say what I have in the spirit is light. What I have as a believer is light. Hallelujah. So once a man is born again, it's Genesis 1:3. I am light. When a man is born again, it's John 8:12. Light. So in darkness, when a man gets born again, light comes. Hallelujah. Light comes. And that light is the spirit. That light is life. And that light is direction. Hallelujah. So that means the believer has the spirit of God, right? Can we say the believer has light? Can we say the believer has light? Does the believer have life? Does the believer have life? Does he have light? Light. And that light is called full direction. So therefore, we can say the believer has direction. The believer has direction. The believer has direction. Glory to God. You know why I'm teaching us on this topic? This is where I will close. I don't want to go beyond this, but why I'm teaching us on this topic, right? It's because for many of us, and for all of us, in this year, does it mean we cannot hold this class? We need to understand again and again, over and again, teaching on the leading of the Spirit is a teaching you don't outgrow. It's a teaching you are not a master of. Amen. The teaching will always have to learn, right? Especially on the inward witness. Because as we go in the coming days, there will be leading as a church and then across and then following our following the inward witness to what the Lord will have us do. Glory to God. Amen. So when you are led in the line of evangelism and you feel and you see God leading a certain direction, a certain direction in evangelism, you have to yield to it. Amen. That's what I'm teaching you, that you learn to yield to God's leading again and again. Generally after Holy Ghost meetings, after conversion, we need to yield to his voice. Hallelujah. Especially in this world where there are noises. There are a whole lot of noises in the world. I tell you, there are a whole lot of noises.
You know, when we were in convention, you know, we were all together almost all the time, hearing God's word. Now we've left convention. Some of us might begin to, some of us might just easily swing into the world, right? Swing into God. The noises are much, very much. But you know, you have to learn how to put away the noise and listen to the leading of the Spirit. Amen. The more you listen to the leading of the Spirit, the much more you will listen. Amen. Don't say, I did not listen to small one. I want to listen to big one. No. As you get listening, you listen much more. Hallelujah. And that's the reason for this teaching. Glory to God. That will lead us into GPLR. That's the reason for the teaching. Glory to God. I trust the Lord. Trust the Lord in the coming days. Our hearts will be much more receptive to His leading. And we will follow it. Therefore, if the believer has the Spirit of God and has light, that means the believer walks in light. Amen. I remember we said light there is direction. When Jesus says, shall not walk in darkness, tohu and bohu, shall not walk in confusion. That's the word skia in the Greek. Skia, confusion. Right? Shall not walk in confusion. He said, but shall have, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The direction of God's life, right? Has direction. So that means the believer has direction. You know, has the Spirit. And how long will the Spirit stay? Forever. That means the believer has direction. Hallelujah. The believer has light. The believer has direction. The believer does not have leading problem. We see this also on Sunday. The believer doesn't have a problem with leading. The believer doesn't have a problem with leading. Hope you're hearing me. God always leads the believer. I'm going to show you. Amen. God always leads the believer. I'll say some things on Sunday. Then I'll say some other things too next week Thursday. But God always leads the believer. Sometimes. Even in our unknowing attitude, God leads me. You know, I can always say that God leads me. God leads me. The problem with some people is that they were trained to always know what is this thing about. And because of that, they begin to think, is God really leading me? Because you can't even see the destination. But you just know that this is how God wants me to just do this thing. You don't want to see the end before they start. No, God leads us. Amen. So the believer doesn't have leading issues. The believer doesn't have leading issues. I can say it 100%. A believer doesn't have leading issues. Hallelujah. What if the believer is now doing the things of the world? Well, even if the believer gets into the world, right? Even if the believer gets into the world, the believer doesn't have leading issues. The believer still has light. I usually will share a story of mine. I said, I used to have someone that was very close to me years back that I teach God's word and then was very close to me. And that person one day went to party. And somebody came to meet me and said, see this person who, this person went to party, went to club, and the person is drunk. I was angry. I was so angry. Well, when I got to meet the person was now apologizing. I didn't know. Even when you were there, the Holy Ghost was in you. I said, it's so, you know, when you know that is the truth. But you just have to say it. Anyway, we're just sending me. I felt like giving the person a slap. I said, see, even when you were there, the Holy Ghost was in you. Are you sure? I said, yeah, the Holy Ghost was in you. You was in me. You only just embarrassed yourself. But the Holy Ghost was there. Hallelujah. And if the Holy Ghost is there, light was there. Hallelujah. So the believer does not have leading failure. No, God always leads us. Amen. Amen. God always leads us. The believer doesn't have light issue. No, the believer doesn't have leading issue. No, the believer has light all the time. What about the believer that is backsliding? Has light. Don't say, this believer used to preach before, is now smoking hemp. Well, he's smoking hemp. The hemp is burning his heart, but he still has life. Amen. Amen.
your belief system and drag with it, but that's the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Where this is someone who is born again, he doesn't have living problems. Amen. The believer does not have living. Say, I don't have living problems. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can say that to yourself. I have light. I have direction. I know what to do. How to do. What God wants me to do. You know, you say that to yourself always. I know what to do. I have light. I have direction. I have direction. I'm not confused. No. The believer is not confused. The believer has light. You say it always. I'm not confused. In the midst of noises, in the midst of darkness, I have light. Hallelujah. And in the midst of confusion. You know, things can get so messy. You say, Pastor, do you experience that too? I do. I'm in the world. Sometimes things can get so messy. So very messy in the natural. Very messed up. You can, you Pastor, but no, don't change your confession. Just say, ah! I am iti baje. Life has scattered. No, you don't say tough words. Amen. Amen. There are some things you don't say about your life. Amen. It doesn't matter what is happening to you in the natural. It doesn't matter what is happening around you or with you or towards you. Let your confession not change. Remember, I told us that the man in his day has the way he speaks. Right? Your confession is not according to what is happening. Your confession is according to God's word. I was talking to someone. I said, I only have one day, which is tomorrow, to do a certain amount of money, 65 million. I said, I have one day. I said, what will you do? Even though you record zero. I said, I'll do it. He said, are you sure? I said, I'll do it. Yeah. Are you sure? I said, I will do it. I got the Holy Ghost. That's what I said in my heart. I said, I've got, I will do it. He said, you are too positive. I said, this is not positivity. This is me knowing it will happen. Amen. I know what to do. I'm going to say, my life. Because if I don't do anything by tomorrow, I would say 2 months or zero. No, I won't. I'll just survive. I'm very positive about it. Amen. Amen. I know God's word. And I apply it in my life. I apply it in the things I do in the natural. Amen. Sometimes it can be darkness everywhere. You can't even see it, but I don't know. I know what I see. I see God's light. Amen. I see God's light. I'm not confused. I'm not confused. It looks as if some people think I always have answers to everything. I was called up some few days ago. I was going out to Badagry. I was going out. I said, Smart, come. One of the senior person in the bank. I said, Smart, come. Can you give this? I said, I don't have time more. Can I give 2 minutes? Let me just look at it. I said, it's not something you look for 2 minutes. It's something you have to spend like 1 hour. I said, I don't have that time. But let me just see. I just saw it. I said, okay. This is going to be this. The person shouted, I said, why are you going? You're not going anywhere again. This is the answer I will look at. I said, come on, I'm going. Amen. I just know I know what to do. He said, don't tell me I have 2 hours. I have the Holy Ghost. You can give me the answer immediately. Amen. I just believe God. Amen. It's not that I have the answer to everything, no. But I believe God. I always trust God. Amen. I always trust God. Hallelujah. And in this series, we'll see it. We'll see it, and I'll be very fast. So that means I'll cut down on some certain introduction and then get into what I'm teaching you. Sometimes when people think when it comes to the leading of the Spirit, God is leading you, then everything will go rosy. Well, I've taught you something around that. I'm still going to bring it again. Amen. Amen. God's leading is towards his tax in the earth. I'm reminding you. God's leading is towards his tax in the earth. So that means God can lead you to do things, and then in the natural, you might not even work out. Might not even work out. Things might not work out in the natural. But God achieved his task. Amen. Amen. God achieved his task. And that is what we should look out for. Amen. Learn something. Hope you learn something. And I walk in the light. I see things.